time for this afternoon's Coach's Show, brought to you by Ashton Lloyd of the Griffin Agency and Nationwide Insurance. Ashton Lloyd in 1992. Davidson graduate can manage all of your home, auto, commercial, and life insurance needs. Just call Ashton at 704-696-2424. And, Coach, coming off that last game, we had some momentum, but a struggle here today against the Spiders.
Yeah, we really struggled offensively. You know, I thought that we made some bad decisions, but I thought, give Richmond credit, despite their lack of size, their quickness just created chaos for us as we attempted to pass the ball. And although we only had eight turnovers, I thought the number of times that we had open men that didn't get passes was rather extraordinary. And that's them guarding the ball as well as they did. And, you know, when they didn't do such effective job guarding our passing, that's when Kellen was able to get to the rim. And I thought he was impressive doing that, but probably the only bright spot the whole afternoon.
Now, you look at momentum being so delicate in a close game like this throughout. It seemed quite often they would miss a shot or you guys would make a block or a turnover. You just couldn't complete the play at the other end.
Well, you know, we had that one stretch where it was a three-point game, and John came down and took a I thought it was a pretty quick layup. It was one on three, and you know, at that point in the game, you don't take that kind of shot. And then they got to run out down the other end, and I think they made a three on it. Then we cut it back down to three again, so we kept fighting back, and we didn't cover that three by Sherrod coming out of that timeout. I think it was 3 points at that point, and Sherrod makes that three from the angle in the alley, and that was a critical shot. Got them almost like a deflation for us.
Coach, you've got their top three players who all scored below their averages. You know, what do you do to prepare for a Sherrod coming up with 22 points on it against an average of 12 points on the season?
I think we got to assign someone differently to him. You know, we know he's a shooter. Twice in the first half, we're switching. When he set a ball screen, ball screens and pops. And when he set that ball screen, we're supposed to switch it. And on two occasions, we did not switch out. And that's when he made his threes. And I think he made his other two threes in the zone one time right in front of our bench when we foolishly went down into the belly from the wing and left the shooter open. And then that last one was the one he made up here. So he made four threes, and I think that got him going. And he's not normally a guy that puts it on the floor and goes to the rim. I don't think he I think he shot 15 free throws for the year, so he's more of a spot-up shooter. And he just attacked us. And he attacked us off the dribble.
Look at Kellen Grady, Coach. Another big performance in the second half. Really the big bright spot, or maybe the only bright spot offensively for you guys. He was very effective again at taking it hard to the rim.
Well, he sure played a great game, and he missed a couple of easy ones inside, but he created contact when he did it. He's just getting better and better.
And Coach, what will you guys need to work on most, or your immediate takeaway of what needs fixed?
Well, I think first of all, we got to be able to stop dribble penetration and you know, mixing up the defenses like we did, playing a man-to-man, playing a zone, playing a 2-3 zone, playing a 1-3-1 zone, and then also playing some full-court pressure. The intent of that was to disrupt them. We didn't get beat by a back cut, so that was one plot positive out of this. But we got to stop dribble penetration. And then we've got to deliver the ball, and we have an open man. You know, I'm as much as we have a wonderful assist turnover ratio, we made some terrific cuts today, and open men didn't get the ball.
Coach, I appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you.